Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Just don't add no more health issues.
Oh, boy.
Shut up, man.
Did y'all hear?
Now look at Dion over here looking crispy and chocolatey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, skin glowing, okay.
Look, that little cricket connection you had before, I couldn't even tell you had dimples.
Yeah, I had to cut the beard off, man. Somebody said I had facial hair, so I had to cut the facial hair off because they said that clearly wasn't a beard. So,
at you out here trying to get chose.
Hey man, you know I'm out here, you know, back on the market.
Dion being
still easy to draw.
Still what?
Easy to draw.
I'm still giving up the draws. Like what?
You probably doing that too. You gotta get look. You try to be cute. I ain't mad at you, Dion. Okay.
I seen Dion in action. I seen how you work his magic though. Dion is a true representation of the chuckle fuckers, right? Like
what?
It's a community of comics that certain women are just drawn to. Like they're called chuckle fuckers, right? What? And they just love comedians. And I've seen Dion in action around somebody that could potentially be a chuckle fucker. And Dion, a different person when he in Mac mode. That nigga is different. He was talking to this chick at the last
factory. She was gonna say that.
And I was like, "What's up, Dion?" He was like, "Hold on, brother.
Hey, what's going on, King?
You know what? I was like, "The fuck is this?"
Yeah, it was a lot of slow blinks, a lot of aha, you wild.
Look at him. You see how he tried to get on here, Lulu, and be cute with his new camera and show off his little dimples?
Dude, stop.
All that gone until a girl say, "Let me draw you real quick."
He wasn't even here for it.
Uh-huh. And I'm there.
He wasn't even here when
sniper sniping.
Hey, I see your new camera, Dion. Let's go. You look like you at the... I ain't gonna say nothing. Let me shut up.
Golly, man. Y'all be just...
Hi, Dion.
How are y'all? I love y'all. I only give y'all positive energy all the time. I never retaliate, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here walking my life out as a true Christian, you know,
Dion.
Christ-like.
Dion, let's not get too far.
Oh, we recording.
Let's not stray
right
too far from the cross, my boy. Let's keep it a buck.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. Speaking of Lulu, how was you and Herm's experience this past week, man? How did everything happen? You know, you got some of Herm's sperm, huh?
No, he did not.
You said what? Herm's on your laptop right now?
Sperm.
Herm is not about that life.
Who DM'd who? Who DM'd who? We got to have the update. Come on, this is a episodic episode.
I didn't slide in no DMs, but Tahir threw an alley oop,
mm-hmm.
and Tahir did a little group chatty chat, and he threw the eyes, and then I threw eyes, and then he threw a ghost. He disappeared.
Yeah,
he was scared.
Yeah,
he was not about that life.
Who are you texting?
You do have to realize that if a man has been doing all the fucking for his life to meet you and potentially get fucked is a new experience. A lot of guys
try different things.
You say try different things?
Try different things. Listen, I'm going to be real. My knees don't work like they used to, so you might be one up on me. So
all right. Well, ladies, fellas, there you have it. She ain't riding, okay?
But it's not going to be a long ride.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bus ride.
This is gonna be like you have what's the ride?
A hero landing.
That's like 6 seconds. You go up in like 6 seconds and come down in 6 seconds. That's me. That's me.
What's that yoga pose when you like this on your stomach? It's like, I'm not bending my legs. I fuck you like
downward
this.
Downward facing dog.
Your legs is down like this.
Yeah, that'd be me. Like, listen, man, you got about 3-4 pumps left.
Lulu doing that pose that Neil was doing in that picture, but nobody still knows what he was doing. What he was like, yeah, this arms back. You know that picture?
Yeah.
Neo?
Yes.
The singer or the Matrix?
No, nigga, like Neo the singer.
That you randomly had in your phone for whatever reason.
I didn't have it in my phone. I pulled it up on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Herm wasn't about that life. I think whoever he was staying with got him shook. So. Mm-hmm.
His mom.
I mean, it's also hard to kind of force relationship. Hey, y'all should hook up. And it's like, I guess we're doing this. So where are you from?
Ain't no forced relationship with me, bro. Ain't no force, nothing. Hey, how you doing? You want fuck? No. Okay, cool. Bye. Mm. Goodbye.
Lulu, there's more to life than that.
Shut up, Meg.
You shut up here.
That's coming from a woman who gets it. Be fucking. So I'm looking for the things that I can't get right now.
You don't, but you don't want the sex that Meg getting. It's boring. I bet they probably do it all the lights on, no music, no TV, no toys, no lube. This is
to hear. Lest I remind you, I had 2 children out of wedlock.
That don't mean nothing.
That don't mean a goddamn thing.
Pregnant and missionary.
Yeah, women who just go pick up sperm and get pregnant. That don't mean you
know
nothing.
And y'all clearly don't.
You can lay on your back and do nothing and still get pregnant.
Yeah, you starfish.
You know.
Would you want to evaluate?
I could probably agree with y'all if that happened once. It happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly.
I know a lot of, I have some friends who be like, I don't be doing nothing. I'm going to do this. I don't suck no dick. I don't want to do that. And then, and they got like 5 kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're probably the freakiest ones, Lou.
Nah, they not.
Not in the conversations we have.
Nah, they not the freakiest.
Mm-hmm. But people can say whatever. It's what happens behind closed doors. That
so
really
you trying to say only freaky people get pregnant?
No, of course.
No, what I'm telling you is whoever said that to you probably lied.
I love hearing them innocent stories of women who get pregnant. Like, oh, you was a freak that night, huh? Like, I don't be doing that. Like, oh, you let somebody say it. I'm going in. I don't be doing nothing. Like, something happened.
Something happened.
Mm-hmm. Just do it. Just do it. You sure? What's your social security number? Because you my daddy now. You my baby daddy.
Nothing is more encouraging, but also more frightening than just do it.
You're like, you sure? Because I can't stop. Push me off, please. You sure? And afterwards, you're like,
oh, man.
You said you have paperwork.
Clarity,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. You said you on a shot? Oh, no? Okay. Oh,
man,
no.
I got this bitch pregnant off a shot of Hennessy. Now I'm a father.
Okay. Now you gotta start saying stuff.
You don't even know her name. You just know her Instagram name. Y'all just say it's Instagrams.
I appreciate you. 10 to 24. Yeah. Wow. Clarity. Maybe I should get some antibiotics. I don't know what I got.
Oh, Lord.
Let me go.
You ever did a one night stand and didn't use protection? How long before you went and got tested?
Question: why did you not use on a one night stand? Yeah, it was a vibe just that good that you was like, man, wrong. I think she clean.
I think.
So I guess that's just you to hear, huh?
You say what?
Yeah. I guess it's just you. Dion said nope.
Raw and one night stands is bananas. Mm-hmm.
Nah, that ain't my style, baby.
Now you changed your story. I would never do that.
I asked Dion a question. I didn't know if he did it or not. That's why it was a question. I didn't already have the information. And I didn't say, hey, Dion, how about when we did? No, it wasn't that. It was just a question.
You doing anything with Dion is crazy, first of all.
Oh man,
that is not the duo I expected.
Come on, hey, man.
Listen, listen. This is when gas prices had first hit $7. It was rough out here.
Yeah, we were doing the lock camp, like we were doing like this. And we were cocking these toes, like head straight.
We was going to bingo. We was up in bingo, going crazy, my boy.
Lock it in.
Y'all was doing the Eiffel Tower.
What is the Eiffel Tower?
To hear know what the Eiffel Tower is. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
What is it to hear? Tall. Tell me.
I had to step on a stool to get up.
What is this?
Can't do the Eiffel Tower with no nigga that tall, taller than you. You gotta.
Your hands reaching on his chest.
That's what the Eiffel Tower is.
Yeah.
On his chest.
I don't know the Eiffel Towers. I don't know.
Hey, you wild, nigga. You wild. Meg, tell Sam let us do Squadcast live at Flappers once a month.
Yeah, Meg. That means you got to fly in.
That's not a problem, y'all. Y'all be acting like it's just, hey, let's just do things. This is a, I'm on the budgetary side, okay?
The budget, all we
pay yourself
is,
more.
Listen, we pay the comics, and then we can the company make some money, and then we can find other places to go. Once we get a little bank, I think we can pack out Flappers off Squad. Right.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Don't worry, guys. I'm all about the live stuff. I've been pushing. It's not just it. It's a bunch of other stuff, but I've been pushing come to your city stuff. So we'll see where we land.
Can we pick cities like that'd be kind of like got some good looking man? Like,
nah, it's man.
We're going to cities that watch our content.
We're going to Montana.
We're going to Albuquerque, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Boise. Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We going to Mexico?
Fargo. New Mexico, baby. New Mexico.
New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Old Mexico, too.
North and South Dakota.
Brunswick.
Iowa.
Idaho.
Mm-hmm. West Virginia. We're going to West Virginia.
No, I'm not going back to West Virginia.
Montana.
Next time West
and
Virginia
Delaware.
See me, it's going to be in a bag. Like, I'm not going back.
Minnesota, the men there look like Prince, girl. Hey.
No, I've seen the men at West Virginia. They don't look nothing like Prince.
And no, she said Minnesota.
Minnesota? No.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Hey, Loki.
Hey, Roxy, what bank you just got done robbing with your homegirls?
Roxy been out cosplaying as Banksy.
What's the procedure when you got a gun to your head?
Let her cook. As soon as she came in, she said,
I didn't even get my camera on good. Can I answer?
She was pissing me off with the coming and the going and the coming. I said, as soon as she come in,
the camera wasn't connected.
Roxy said, he ain't even from Acorn.
I just came from
Virginia.
Tahir just asked me to come on. See, that's what happened. When I be coming in here, I'm going to support my friend.
And listen,
you know when you came up in here with the hoodie on the hat, with the string tie, like, what's the dude from South Park, Kenny? You know you going to say some shit.
I want to see what's up under there now.
Shut up.
I want to see what's up under there.
I want to see what's up under them headphones.
No, you don't. Roxy came straight to him.
That's the best you had? Now
show your hips then.
Can we get a button that goes wah, wah, wah?
Yeah, that was some haters.
Why back in the day was your mama was always a better punchline?
Oh.
Your mama?
Because people be loving their mamas.
You can't talk about nobody's mama.
That's not even original. It's like,
hey, remember step on a crack, break your mama's back. We really was out here avoiding cracks.
I still do that.
We was really out here double stepping and triple stepping not to step on a crack. Meanwhile, our mama feet kicked up, smoking a Virginia Slim.
What that boy out there doing?
My mom used to have this superstition. It's like, don't be wearing one shoe in the house because that means you try and break my back. And I, to this day, if I put one shoe on, I'll be like, where my other shoe at?
Crazy work.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, who was just also just wearing one shoe in the house?
Like, you know, as a kid, when you put one shoe on, you can't find the other one, and you just looking around.
Limping around.
So she'd be like, we're not doing
take
that.
Take it off.
Yeah, take it off, or when you find both of them, you put them on, but you ain't gonna break my back. I was
that's
like,
fucked up for the person that got position. One leg longer than the other, and they just try to,
or just had one shoe on. What guy? Even if they had one leg,
they can still have two shoes on that right, short man. Leg. What? They can put a shoe on that little leg.
Right. No, but you know that, that shoe got that special heel on it.
Salmon bowl. I just threw it together.
You said what? A salmon bowl?
Yeah.
What's in it besides the salmon?
Avocado and rice and seaweed.
All right. I know that's right.
Roxy, I ain't had no time.
Look, Roxy, I appreciate you pulling up for me, man. I forgot I needed to book one more person.
I didn't feel the appreciation.
Damn, you booked her on the. I ain't got nobody else.
Yeah, no, see how you do me. Roxy, last minute.
Roxy and Dion are go tos. I just know I always try to throw it to the homies first.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Roxy, yeah. How big is that goddamn reindeer behind?
It's disturbing.
Oh, Sven?
Yeah. That's not Sven.
Sven is the dude. That is Sven.
I think Sven was the dude's name, right?
No, that was Kristoff.
Oh.
Don't ever come at Rocky about anything.
You know better than the go to come
at Rocky. He got a carrot, but I dropped the carrot. Okay.
Is this your daughter's room or yours?
No, this.
Yeah, it's my daughter's.
This
that's how Meg roasts. Meg say something so petty that she already know that
it was hurtful.
You know good
I got the other one too, room. But it's in store.
Get this from? Because you know Roxy Target. Be moving everywhere. Every week it's a different place. It's I don't know what she is.
I've been here a couple months.
You'd always say about that busted ass chair that she had home.
Mm-hmm. I just bring it with me.
Right. She could move from room to room. I don't
we
know.
We all not yet. Rich to hear.
I ain't okay? rich.
We know you slinging me for everybody.
Making that reindeer talk. Like,
get it out of here, man. Get it out of here now. I feel like you use that more than just for entertainment.
I'm not you.
I feel like you use those legs. I mean, kind of.
She said, I'm not
you. See, Dion, you just said, I be coming on here, not bothering nobody.
You be bothering everybody with your face. It's just, oh, it's hurtful. But yeah, so what were we talking about?
Take your hood off. Take your hood off.
Take your hood off.
Yeah, that's the punchline right there. Come on.
Take your turtle shell off.
What?
Just your back.
Your hood. We the same person right now. black baldy. I'm sure your hair looks like this right now.
Maybe. You'll never know. We know for sure.
The whole time she was like, Dion, I'm sick, man. All right. I'm going to chemo tomorrow.
That's a cancer joke? That's where we go? Okay.
I mean, you could just go to support somebody. I ain't say you had it. You could just be
That's
going.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, let's start
the show.
You
feel good about that? You feel good about what you just did? No, sit in it. No one say anything.
That's
sit
why you
in.
Got taco meat on your chest.
Sit in. That's why you got chest on your chest. Sit in what you just said to me. You have titties, is what I said. So why? I don't know why you make me talk to you in this manner. I just wanted to come in, see my friends, say hello. Feed your breasts.
I need to go out on a date. Just go on a date. Please.
No thanks.
Meg, I just want to let you know myself. You started this type of energy, man. This is straight from you.
Don't put that on
it
me.
It was. I just came in here to say hello. Dion be starting with me.
At least I know my timetables.
I don't know.
She said, take your turtle shell off.
Say it right now. Nah, do your sevens. I want to hear the sevens. Right now.
At least I know my timetables. What?
Do your sevens.
Do your sevens.
Because that's the hardest one. I got time. Don't start till he's doing sevens to hear. You see, he's stalling.
I do sevens.
Do it.
We got it. Go in.
Hey, man, we got to start the show, man.
He don't know his sevens. He don't know his 14, sevens. 21.
Keep it going.
28.
7.
No, the thing is the pressure. Because I don't want this sevens. Shit to be clipped. I don't want this to be clipped.
Hey, clip this shit, Keenan.
I don't.
You can't even add on 7?
No. No. I can do it. I got to put the numbers together. I can't do it.
Plus 7.
Listen, I can't do it in order.
I can do it like 7 times 5.
I can do that. 7
what
times
is it?
5.
7 35. Times 5.
Let's say 35. What I'm saying, I can't
7 times
do it
9.
In
7
order.
Times 9. 7 times 9.
That is 63.
7 times 4.
28.
Times 2.
14. See, I can do like that. Come on,
now,
man.
Go in order.
My fuck up. All right.
Why can't you go in order?
Because you got to actually think about
it's in order.
Yeah, you know that you don't really know math.
No thanks.
Just
no thanks.
Memorize how it
looks.
Look at Meg.
No, thank you.
I feel like that would be a really fun relationship.
No, Dion just said earlier, Meg, you can't just force relationships.
Yeah, stop trying to play matchmaking.
That was wishful thinking. He was like, I wish somebody would force one on me. I wish I might have this.
Have the things I wish tonight? Damn. That's
come on,
right?
You're on a date with me. See, I'm helping you out, Dion.
My whole time, Dion was like, I hope Roxy signs in. We're missing one. I hope it's Roxy.
Y'all gonna get off my
homeboy.
Go on
a date. Give me some money.
Ladies out there, Dion is a great catch, okay?
He's a
dedicated father.
Yeah, as soon as he take his turtle shell off, he is a great catch.
He's an outstanding friend. He's a business owner. He has 426 collections of Legos, Star Wars, Simpsons.
Countless hours of fun, guys.
This is right up your alley. You guys can build
fun
stuff
like
together.
He was a game.
Walk ass comment section. I'm doing this for y'all. I'm allowing y'all to laugh at me. I don't mind being the butt of the joke. I'm just
you
here.
Yeah,
I don't ever make fun of none of these people.
Dion,
go in the comment section. Go nuts. Tell me how much you hate Dion. Tell me how much you
they don't even be saying that.
Come on, man. Go
all
on.
All they said was you was looking like Mr. Peanut and Eminem.
Dion, you are too tall to be the victim. Nobody's gonna believe.
You're too bald to be the victim. I can't be doing all that when you ain't.
Hey, we are the worst support group ever. You can't never bring nothing to us because they ain't gonna take
tears coming out
like Big Johnny Gill with your glasses.
I think this ceiling right here is a good place to hang myself on camera. You're gonna see my feet just dangle.
My
feet just gonna dangle right here.
Johnny Gill,
but it's coming from the floor.
I wish I had
Big Johnny Gill is crazy.
She's like, Mom,
no, Dion, have you ever heard that before? That you look like
Johnny Gill?
Oh, Big Johnny
but
Gill.
Big.
My.
No.
You have to add that adjective, man.
No.
I wish I had hair tonight. tell me,
I really do want to notice, Dion, like you, just knowing you, you're such a nice, wonderful man. You're
thank
so
you.
Kind. You're
thank
tall. You got dimples.
I don't want no smoke.
You got, chocolate head smooth. Why you ain't in a relationship?
We doing this on camera?
Why, Meg? Because his first single, Pie, 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 didn't do what he thought it was going to do on the charts. But it's hard to make a song about rutabaga.
Hell no. Nah. I'm
rhubarb.
Nah. I'm finna go. Come on. Y'all got to chill.
Pie, pie, pie.
Sorry.
Your show tastes good tonight.
Hey, that shit fire.
He don't know. With sauces and pies.
I was being serious too, Dion. I was trying to get.
What a great show. We're having a great time.
You have a number to
I got a hard out at 11:30, man.
All right, y'all.
This is appointment.
This is about as good a spot for any.
Better health.
I'm making a rhubarb pie.
Dion, like better help. I need a therapist. Yes.
Good on
I got
top,
you right
bro.
In the moon. Cause we gonna make
you that, please.
Gravy to
sorry, Dion. I was trying to ask a serious question.
I'll get you on some hoes, Dion. It's okay.
All right, man. Let's
hey, chew. Chew, Roxy. Chew. God, Lee, I've been watching you just like you, like a duck. Like, you ain't chewed out one morsel.
Hey, chew is for the week. Should just go down the gullet, baby.
Hey, shout out
to you just got your gizzard just chopping it up.
We got Roxy Hayes. We got Dion Lack in the building. Shout out to the OG squad, Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez. Up to hear more. We're going to jump right into this first topic right after this.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather be with someone who hates your family versus be with someone your family hates?
Hey. That's easy.
Nah.
Mm, hold on.
Because I've seen both ends of that, and they'll never work out well. Mm-hmm. You got to pick which one, which fire you willing to stand in.
What would y'all family dislike somebody for?
A lot of things.
How they treated me.
Yeah. You say what, Meg? How they treated you?
How they treated me.
My family's shallow, so.
So if they don't think they cute, they'd be like,
What shoes did old boy have on when he came over here?
My dad is very much like, you see, I picked your mom. Your mom is beautiful. You see the beautiful kids we have. Don't make that mistake. Don't get you somebody ugly. And I'm like, God damn.
Wait, he said, go get you somebody ugly?
Don't. Like, yeah. I got to send pictures before I come home. Like, this what he look like.
This is the worst message, You could do better than this, baby. Why are we doing it?
My dad has told me that. My dad has been like,
Lulu in the kitchen looking at that.
Oh, no, that's his only okay.
That's the only contingency?
There was a football player that pretty well known, and he was like after me, and I told my dad, he goes, hell no, he ugly. You could do better than that. I was like, but he rich. Well...
Does he start?
No, but he was retired. He don't even play no more. Where he'll get his money from? I was like,
doing appearances.
But no, my parents are real shallow. So if he ugly.
He sell insurance for the general now.
Let's go insurance rates in town. Go to the general. Something now.
It's always embarrassing to see former athletes trying to start over.
Liberty Bibbity. You'd be like, what? Cool. You on the Liberty Bibbity commercial?
Yeah. Oh, Liberty Rock coughed and knocked her internet out. She got to get that shit together, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
that was Dion.
My name is Grant Hill, and I lose Tuft Acton to Nacton. What else?
I like to see? I like to see the older ones when they're doing the commercials for the, hey, man, you got low testosterone.
Frank the Tank or whatever dude Dave is.
He'd be like, yeah, man, I'm just not the same anymore. Take these. Mm-hmm. You're gonna feel like you 45. I'm like, oh no. Right.
Ice T was like, yo, I like cars. And when I buy old cars, I make sure they're covered.
Yeah. Like, is that Dan Marley? Where did he go? Is that
sitting in the barber seat? I was like, you ain't getting nothing cut, nigga. Stop playing, bro. That's great. Yeah. I will say this though, Ice-T and Coco have lasted way longer than I expected them to.
Oh, way longer.
Yeah. Way longer than I expected.
He still got money. What do you mean?
Nah, you think because he's still on SVU? I think they actually love each other. I think they actually love each other at this point.
At this point.
Yeah, first you didn't know. You was like, is this a publicity thing? Is he with her because she thick? Then he had the baby.
Ice-T ain't no ugly dude. So
I wasn't talking about Ice-T.
White girl named Coco is crazy. She white, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that her real name or is that like her?
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense to me. Coco. Cocaina.
Coco right there as a first name.
Yeah, Cocaina. White girl. That's a white girl. Coco.
I think he would say Coco as in like hot Coco. Like it's brown.
Oh, that's not what I was getting. Hot Coco. That's served for a black woman. Come on.
Oh, her name is Nicole. That's how they got it.
I just said that.
I'm sorry. I was locked in.
What was she before
stripper?
Like she formally dancer, became known as his wife. Was she doing videos or videos?
Sexy dancer.
Oh, okay.
She's stripping. She don't give off stripper vibes.
Model, actress. Exotic.
I didn't know what lane specifically was. I didn't know if it was like she was in music videos or she was a dancer. Or
it was the lane that comes with the pole. That's the lane. That one.
I need to find me a white girl named Ebony just to come.
Goodbye. Can you take him off?
Can you just finna click your computer? I saw you. He was like,
Onyx.
I've had enough.
I was like, how can I do this?
Ebony
Onyx.
Make
me the admin, okay?
Those are all stripper names for a white woman.
Make me the admin in there.
You want to add men into your life. That's what you want to do.
Ooh.
Hello.
Good, that was the cleverest thing you've ever said.
Ooh.
For your armpits, Harry.
Ooh. Now we're going with the truth.
My armpits are hairy.
You just repeated what I said.
Ooh, she brought out Bruce.
Fighting. Do the other arm. Deion firing shots today.
What's wrong? So I done had both happen. My daddy and one of my exes almost fought because he had fixed my daddy's door. And it was like an $8 difference. That dude was broke. He was fine as hell, though. And
wait, what? He fixed
he had bought the materials to fix the door in my daddy's house. And he was like, people been screwing me over for the price of materials. And I was like, it's fine. And he was like, no, I want my money for the materials. And I was like, it's fine. So yeah, he like tried to charge up my daddy. And my daddy was like 6'3". Like my daddy was a big old something, right? And so he tried to charge up my daddy and they was finna fight. And I was just like, this is fucking, it's $8. My daddy took the $8 and threw it in his face. And I was like, you know, you deserve that. So I don't, and after that, like, we broke up like a week later. His daddy used to make barbecue outside and like a makeshift grill that he made out of a bathtub. So I ain't really like his family neither. So yeah, that didn't last that long. And then I had it on.
Roxy, you got to start submitting your stories in writing because these be the most random stories.
His name was Sterling.
Why are you doing this nigga's name?
I actually am. Cause I'm like, yeah, I thought this was normal till I was talking.
It's no way you thought that was normal, sweetheart. You didn't think that.
I just want like a whole bunch of short stories of like all your adventures.
Yeah. Please. We know you did that poetry book and all, but scrap that.
Yeah, nobody wants that. We want the
short
real
stories. That's what we need.
I'm working on that one now of just like the random stuff. So yeah, Sterling, he was a model, but he was broke.
And then you need to do an audible.
So he was broke. His daddy used to barbecue.
Model that was moonlighting as a handyman.
Yeah, they used to fix floors. I actually helped him. That's why I know how to do so, because how to like do flooring and stuff and put vinyl down and shit. But his daddy lived in a warehouse. All right.
Let's just go ahead and put it to a vote, man.
Yeah. I think it's not worth losing your family.
I agree.
Yeah, because it's like there's a 50-50 chance that I'm gonna stay together. I would much rather have this is like a math question. I'd rather have my girl. My girl not like my family.
I had a girl. I don't know if I was in eighth grade. It was a chick in the neighborhood who I liked. And my mama did not like this little girl. She didn't even want to take the girl to church with us. So I was like, you going to deny her Christ? you ain't going to deny her Christ? She did not let that little girl ride in the car with us at all. So I called the bus back with her.
I'm going to be honest. For the most part, I feel like if the person don't like, if my family don't like the person, it's something wrong. It's usually something wrong with the person. Like every time my brother or my dad, RP, did not like somebody, there was something wrong with them. Okay. On the other end,
You notice something was wrong with them after they said something? Or did you
like
notice
after we broke up for something else? And I was like, oh, them things y'all said was right. Like, my brother's like, this guy's a weirdo. I'm like, no, he not. He fine. And after he broke up, I was like, oh, no, he was weird for real. And you were all the way right.
Listed any of the characteristics. You just was like, he fine.
He fine. And we watch anime. He fine. And we go get ramen.
But he's sharpening a knife while y'all watching anime.
He's eating packing peanuts. But he's fine.
I don't know. Maybe he knows something I don't know about the nutritional value. We got to give people opportunity. He eating them like sunflower seeds.
Yeah, that's highly dangerous.
But he's 6'6" with big meat. So I just be like, it's fine. But then it don't be. It hasn't been a situation where the opposite and they're like, I don't like your brother. And they were right. Like, because my brother don't be doing nothing or involved.
But wait, what if your family is the problem though? Like, was your brother an asshole too though?
No, my brother doesn't really talk.
Okay.
He just be chilling. Like, he don't, say nothing. He don't invasive. He don't nothing. So it's like, how you like somebody that's not talking to you?
Oh.
Yeah. We're completely opposites in personality. So that's why I'm like, nah, he don't be the pro.
All right, we'll see it. Let's put it to a vote. Would y'all go on with date someone that your family hates or date someone that hates your family?
Hates family.
Yeah. Date someone that my family hates because he ain't going to last no way if they don't like him.
Date someone my family hates, I guess. I don't know.
Wait, date somebody. Say it again.
I was supposed to say it's like a man problem.
Nah, I see what you're talking about. Date somebody. Date
someone who hates your family versus someone your family hates.
Date somebody.
Because I can't, because my family is really kind and loving. And I know if they hate the person that I'm dating, it's because that person is truly no good for me. Mm. So obviously it ain't going to last. Even if I'm like, no, I love him, mom. Like they're going to be like, okay. And they'll always be nice to whoever I'm dating. They're always kind, wonderful, sweet people. So I'd rather they hate him than him hate them. Because if you hate
him,
that means you ain't no God up in you, okay? Because my parents are so sweet and kind. And if you don't like them, you probably gonna be mean to me because
it's coming. Valid.
Is there a chance to change their perception on your family?
I don't know, because like you know, in those situations, a lot of times them motherfuckers go, it'd be like, I don't know, it's just something about your family, they energy. I just can't get with that. You'd be like, bitch, we just walked in the house.
Mm.
It's candles burning. What energy is throwing you off? So I guess it would depend on like what it was that they didn't like about your family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To like to dislike somebody's whole family, though, is crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, it's you. It's 30 people.
Y'all celebrate every Sunday? Y'all love each other every
that's
Sunday.
That's your issue, you know?
Y'all go to Big Mama's house every Sunday to love
that's just a regular thing?
Maybe they just, you know, wasn't raised like that. They not
that's true, too.
Like,
yeah. That's, if you're not that's religious. The thing,
like, because when I moved out so early, when I would talk to chicks, I love talking to chicks that had big families because it made me feel included.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was all for the big family stuff. I ain't never really had no problem with nobody's family. Everybody was fucking me, but
I dated a guy who he didn't have, like, a good connection to his family.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he would see, like, me with my family, he'd be confused. Like, oh, y'all do this all the time? Like, y'all clown like this all the time? I'm like, yeah, this is normal.
It can be a bit much for somebody that's not used to it, but I mean, like, not liking them because of who they are, that's just weird. So I'd probably go with someone my family hates because they ain't going to be around long.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? You go with somebody that hates your family, they might start to influence you. If they hate your family, they definitely going to try to distance you from your family.
Yeah, right? That's true.
They ain't going to want to go over there.
Yeah. You going over to your mom's house? Yeah, I'm going to pass.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like putting no pants.
I'm
going
to stay.
All right, with everybody going with somebody that your family hates?
Whatever y'all say. I keep forgetting.
All right, we're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Right after this.
Topic of the day, we have, would you rather always have one fly buzzing around you at all times every day of the year versus 15 bug bites all over your body?
Forever?
Always. So you always itchy somewhere.
What, say it again?
So always have one fly always buzzing around, right? Every day, all days, is there. I have 15 bug bites, various parts of your body.
I can't kill them?
Give me the fly.
And does the fly land on you at any point? Or like it land on your food? Or it's just always flying?
It's just always around you.
It got boo-boo on his hands?
It ain't that type. It ain't gonna land on you, but it be always around you or close or landing by you.
Did you ask if the fly had boo-boo on it?
Because you know that it be on boo-boo doing this.
Birdman hand.
Yeah, it flies. You ain't never seen flies when they be eating. They be
back
doing
legs
this
too.
Back legs. They do the back legs too. Tony Baker got a joke about when flies land, they be like, yeah.
They do. I look at a video of it be on the boo-boo doing this. Mm-hmm. And why am I acting it out? But it do, it be like,
Cosplayer's life. That's her next. That's her next costume at the next convention.
I'm a fly.
She going to Jeff Goldblum.
15 bug bites. Are they just? They're like mosquito bites.
Scare me.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
The bug bites are like mosquito bites, or are they like wilted, like,
yeah, like blister like, but they're inflamed and they itchy.
Are they inflamed?
You are scared. I'm always itching. Yeah. Can't like do that. Mosquito bite. You scaring people. Yeah. You scaring people. You doing this all itchy. Day.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, man? Like, what's on you?
And if you scratch too much, then you're gonna break the skin. Yeah. And I don't want that.
Does the bump shift? Because if you scratch the same area, it's like, this nigga
crack. Yeah, you're going to rub that thing wrong.
It's always a minimum of 15, but they be all over.
Oh, shit.
Do they go away and come back?
Yeah, ooh. So like one of heal, then another, you get bit somewhere else. Oh, and now like it's on your
stomach. Give me the fly, man. Because at least you have allies around you. Like, you see the fly, too? I'm not crazy, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if it's buzzing around you so much, eventually you'll just be oblivious to it. Like, mm-hmm. It'll be like, zoop, and you won't be even, you won't even like go like this no more. You so mm-hmm. used to it.
Yep.
Yeah. And if it don't land on your food or land on you, I can deal with it just being around. It's when it land on your food. Like, let me get some of this real quick.
That's not even what bothers me is like if you just be chilling and it just be like,
Yeah.
Are you trying to watch a movie and that motherfucker lie on the TV?
Are you trying to smash and it's just flying by parts and pieces?
I didn't think about that part right.
Imagine you going to do some wall and then it's over there by it.
Now you look crazy. Yeah. You know,
this is what I've been waiting on. I've been waiting to see you. I heard about you. Last time I
you going to work, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't need that's nasty. And bug bites are. Have you ever got bit by bed bugs?
Nah.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all how Rooms to Go gonna block me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Rooms to Go gonna block me on Twitter because they had bed bugs in their furniture and it wasn't nowhere in the house but in this bed. Rooms to Go. They be having bed bugs and they put my finger down. They
what's
be
Rooms
having,
to Go?
It's a furniture spot in like the South. And they be having, a lot of furniture places be having bed bugs in the furniture because they just be in the warehouse. And bed bugs can live for a year on a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
And they have bed bugs.
They survive on blood?
Yeah, they be sucking your blood. Yeah. And so I had, there was some bed bugs in our bed. Like an exterminator came, they were nowhere in the house, but in the wood of the bed. And I was getting toe up. So apparently bed bugs like women more than men. So if it's a man and a woman in the bed, they will tear the woman up. And I was getting toe up for like a couple weeks and we did not know what it was because we thought it was mosquitoes. I'm allergic to ants like real bad where like it'll get huge. So we thought it was ants for a while because I'll be playing in the grass outside.
Tell you something, Roxy. I'm about to one up you because this is my real my legacy.
Wait, real quick. She tried to slide that last part in, or ants.
I was like, yes, interrupt, Beyond. Yeah, I used to just because we had a house, so I just used to go play in the backyard and roll in the grass. But that's not the point. The point is, they was sucking on my sweet meat.
Yeah,
and so it hurt, and it hurt, and it was for weeks.
Does it leave like mosquito bite marks? Like
they're bigger,
like whelps. Yeah.
Oh, mine wasn't. I had them on this raggedy, dirty apartment I moved to when I was in LA. One of the second one I ever lived at, and they had them in there, and I have like always been so deathly afraid of them because I'd be watching Dateline, and so I knew what the signs was, and I like looked at my ankle like one morning, and it was like a line of them, and that's kind of what they do. They follow a vein. Yeah. So right. You'll get like little itty bitty mosquito bites kind of in a straight line. And that's one of the symptoms of it. And I was like, hold on, I saw this on Dateline. I was like, I know it can't be here. So then I looked and they were in, and it was the same situation. I had gotten a couch.
And you got to get rid of that entire thing. You can't.
Exactly. And I mean, it was like a futon couch that I got. It was brand new. And I looked and I could see the corner. I said,
damn. I see it.
They tucked themselves under the
hold of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then wash all your clothes. And I was like, there's no way. And I remember paying, I had like 60 pounds of clothes. And I just had to pay this lady to wash it in like hot water. It was like $150, $200 for that laundry. It was so much.
Deion, they was sucking your sweet meat, you said?
No. So when I first moved to my other studio that I had down the street, somebody had like a really nice, like big ass love seat out in the front. And I was like, shit, this is about to be my new computer desk chair. And it, when I say it was fire, and I'm sitting there, and so the guy I was staying with, he had a dog. So I was like, yo, man, your dog is giving me fleas, man. This is not cool. So I went to the doctor to get like the ointment or whatever. They was like, it ain't fleas. So I was like, is it bed bugs? Wasn't bed bugs. It was scabies. I was like, I didn't even know this existed.
What is
scabies? In the 2000s?
Yes. Yes.
Scabies. What's a scabies?
And I lifted up the pillow and said, oh, do not use this. Do not use this pillow. It has scabies. I said, you motherfucker.
Oh, scabies look nasty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And it says they're burrowing mites. So they get
under your skin. Did it scabie you?
Was you scabies?
Wait a second.
So you found this chair outside. You like this
with a bunch of furniture, like an eviction.
Yeah.
So I felt I don't want this anymore.
Somebody had flipped the pillow over so people wouldn't see the sign of don't.
So it was like a pillow here, but it was like the paper was behind it, as like I don't want the wind to blow it away. So it was out in the front. So I was like, oh, this is fine, and it looked perfect. So apparently he had been cursed by this for months. He was like, I can't get rid of this.
You got that Jumanji ass chair.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, your dog is eating me up, man. Get this dog treated.
Oh, blaming that little dog. He's like, shit, this ain't on me.
Doctor was like, it's not fleas. I was like, is it bed bugs? It's not bed bugs. Now I was like, what is it? Like, okay, because it was like on my hand. Yeah, yeah, homie.
How do you get rid of scabies? Is it ointment, like, or is it something you have to ingest?
It was like I think it was some pills. The kind of you got to make your skin taste nasty. To them.
Yeah, this one says you got to either rub this ointment from the neck down, even over 8 hours, or you could do it oral.
It was the worst.
During the
pandemic.
It was all over?
During the pandemic. Yeah. And it was... Never thought once it was this chair that I'm sitting in. And I'm editing the whole time during the pandemic. So I'm just literally a buffet for them. I'm like, your dog is fucking me up, man.
Was it just on your hands? Out of here.
Huh?
Was it on your thighs and your hips?
All of my,
in the chair.
It was a tramp stamp like to here. It was a big ass all around my waist of bumps.
You had a waist beat of scabies bumps?
I was going to say, we was tramp stamp brothers.
That's perfect. That's better. A waist beat. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, man.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with?
I'm going with the fly.
The fly or the bug
fly.
Bites?
Fly.
Yeah.
I forget it's there like a smoke.
All right, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this. Would you rather, while having sex, have a play-by-play commentary versus a comedian roast you?
Oh hell no! I don't know why picture
Yeet.
Like because as soon as you, I'm like that's CP. I don't want CP.
Oh fuck no! Fuck no!
Stand hell no! Next to me.
CP like okay, Lulu. I see what you're doing. That's that new shit. That's that new fucking man. You were like,
because you know CP is like real quick with everything.
Yeah. I don't need it.
And yeah, I don't need it.
I'm gonna get my feeling. I'll be crying on the dick. Like,
is this play by play commentary only heard by you?
All like, right, and Meg Scoot is on her knees. Look at her. Great form, Megan. Great form. Oh God,
I've never seen Megan this rare form ever.
That's true, Lulu. Never ever seen anyone throw.
You know,
back
it is a
hard.
Good day, Roxy, when we can see Meg on her knees,
hands on her knees on her back.
you know what, guys? I'm going to say it still looks boring, even though she's giving it her all. I don't know what to say.
We're going to go to Tahir. He's in the trenches now. He's by the pillow. We want to know, Tahir, what does it smell like in there?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. A lot of soy sauce and seaweed. So it's not a horrible, but it's very pungent.
That's crazy.
Very vinegary, you know. But if you like that thing, you would love it. You would love it.
Oh, and the dismount. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. I like the commentary.
Looking at the judges' table, all 10 out of 10s.
Out of 100, it feels like roasting. Still only
30. So. Hey, smells vinegary.
Hey, the commentators in like sports, they be roasting a little bit.
Yeah.
But they also be gassing you up. Like, if you're doing good, like, I've never seen sucking like that before. Yeah, like, I'm like, thank you.
This is sucking from the 80s. Like, when I say balls and shaft, like, this is a good time.
Yeah, if we weren't in her house, we would think she was sucking for a place to stay, ladies and gentlemen. Those jaws.
That would hype me up.
Paying for the walls.
That would, I would feel hype. I would feel hype. Yeah, like.
Put your hand pause and rewind.
Let's stop right there.
Let's pause it right there. Okay, where's the precision right here, okay? See it? See how her jaw is like right there? We have to see.
It'll be wild as hell.
Zoom in.
Look, do it again, Roxy. Do it again. Now, right here, you can see she unhinged her bottom jaw to take. Actually, the shaft and the balls. Now, that's not a move done in the amateurs, guys. This is a professional. She's been awesome. Jawsome has been a nickname
awesome
since
Jawsome.
High school.
Jawsome?
Okay. And then at the bottom, it has awesome Jawsome. And
that slow motion was kind of crazy.
When they have the names at the bottom.
They pull up old high school footage of her taking a guy to the bedroom. Like, this is not a builder.
But then also,
the
too, remember,
we got,
she's
in room.
We got an interview afterwards. Like, Meg, you know, how did you feel you did tonight?
Well, you know.
Just another night in these streets. Thank you.
Have y'all sweaty?
She got the towel like this. You know, just another night. You know.
And you know, like, I came Roxy, in, gave it 110%.
Roxy, tell us about your performance. Roxy be like,
hinging it back. I'm popping it back in the place.
Well, what can I say? You know,
locating job. Oh, gosh.
Came in, gave it 110%. You know, when you came in, you know, when you want to win, you want to win. I'm going to go ahead and wipe my face off and I'll be
you
back.
Need
you,
towel. You need the towel, Roxy, to be like, woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. And putting up numbers. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm good. That just feels
wild as hell. He don't bring you the towels after your interview. That's
the wet rag.
It was
cleaning yourself off.
Performances, not the best, but you know, I applied myself and I did my best. Thank you.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. The slow motion suck was fire. I've never done that before, but I'm gonna.
They gotta go back to the replay, and it's all in slow motion. Like, look at the tongue, look at the jaw, the way it dislocates, and then ooh.
Zoom in on the guy's face. Look at his eyes is rolling back. His eyes is rolling back. So, oh, look at that. Look at
the Undertaker. That would be hilarious. Drawn on it like.
That seal is airtight, so that's all nose breathing right there.
This is hilarious.
The Euro step of him climaxing, he said, oh! He releases.
Hey, yo, nah.
Euro step climax is ridiculous.
The commentary, I feel like there's just more, I don't, who want to be roasted? The commentary is hilarious. Roasting go hurt my feelings.
The commentary also might motivate you.
Mm-hmm. But also, hold on, y'all never answered. So, is this something I only hear, or like,
everybody hears it in there, but they only are commentating on your performance for the most part.
Got it.
Yeah.
So they're gonna be like, his stroke is weak. That's not fair.
How long is the roasting taking place?
The entire time.
No. I'm saying roasting. When you like, is it like a day? Is it like
being roasted? No, the roasting is only
Wow, you're fucking
during sex. Both of it's either commentary during the sex or it's roasting during the sex.
Oh, both of them.
It's one or the other. Do you want somebody roasting you? You want somebody?
What if he was like, I just want to give you head, right? Is that still gonna be on commentary.
Yeah, he's like, oh, look at her laying there. Oh, man. It's looking
lucky
real dry.
For
he's
him,
not.
He just missed Shark Week by 3 days. If he would have came 3 days earlier, this would be a whole different Italian meal.
She definitely like, had
any type
last
of sexual
week.
Act. There's
better be more sexual last act. Week.
Something.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, what about going, playing
he's
with
going
yourself?
Buff diving down there and it
masturbation.
Is a lot of bush.
Same thing. You got a commentator.
Okay, masturbation.
Yes.
Oh, she's going
That's
back for the
diabolical.
Rose again. That's crazy. Fourth time this week. Hey,
fourth
actually,
this, fourth time this week. Fourth time this day. Them niggas be killed. My commentator returned to Rose and was like, "Oh, he's back. Here is the dry back rubber. She's never grabbing no lotion." People that be using lotion when they jack off, I be like, you got too much time on your hands. If you ain't just
you
going in there and just rubbing
it
out,
you be skin to skin.
I'm not finna do a.
Hey, you're
extreme.
A
you don't do the
man.
Rub out.
Right.
Yeah, nothing.
You a coconut oil it?
I cue the video up and I go to work.
Hey, you a freaky frog. You a freaky friction
frog. No, he not, girl. He an elephant skin frog is what
he
is.
You put mustard on that joint. You be putting mustard, relish, ketchup.
You play with your glizzy for real?
I thought we were having a real conversation. I forgot that we do this sometimes.
Who don't
I was
move it
up?
You ain't never had no dry glizzy in your life.
I'm mustard on my dick to jack off is diabolical.
I just see him reaching over for the relish. Like, yeah.
Today I'm doing something
you,
special.
You give mustard on the beat a real literal.
mustard on the beat. That's hilarious.
Mustard on the beat, go.
Here, you nasty. Dry rub.
No,
dry rub.
You come to his house, by his bed ain't nothing but condiments and dipping sauces.
And a little warmers with a little cheeses and everything.
The warmer that you use for candles, Meg? You know, you put the candle warmer, he got sauces on there.
No, I grab a hot dog and keep it in a box, like from 7-Eleven. I put that on the counter warmer, so when I walk in the house, it smell like 7-Eleven.
That's some big back ingenuity. That's crazy.
Big back ingenuity.
There's no reason to do that. Oh my god, hey, that was.
Hey, that felt like a the more you know type shit. Like, been back ingenuity.
That's crazy.
Listen, I saw this video yesterday. This guy, he's like, I'm going to show you three different ways to make a hot dog. He did like the regular hot dog, just boiled and put some mustard and some ketchup on it. Then he did another hot dog where he boiled it and he put some better toppings on, like some chili, some mustard. He did like this Coney Island dog. Then he did one. He boiled it. Then he grilled it. He grilled the caramelized onions. He had the pickled jalapenos. He was like, this is how you dress up a hot dog. This is gourmet. And I was like, ain't nobody going to appreciate this like I will. So I ain't even send it to nobody. I was mad. I had nobody to say. I'm like, this is why.
Yeah, I didn't think about the boil then grill. I just grill it. But the boil lock in the moisture. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And get it
big back
out,
ingenuity.
Put on that grill to get that little extra seasoning on it. Oh.
Hey, was that what you was, that's what you was masturbating to?
It's like, that's crazy because that's the last video I went to sleep to, but nah, I did it right before that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, sausage.
I wanted to dream about gourmet hot dogs, so I watched that last right before I went to sleep.
Dreaming of hot dogs.
Busy town.
Oh shit. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't need y'all. I don't need that for y'all. Anyway, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we doing? We are having the commentary while we're doing the sex, or we having a roasting while we're doing the sixth?
Commentary.
It can be commentary. Positive. There's no positive roasting.
It is now. It would just be funny.
Right.
We'll say like it would be fun for the first week, and then afterwards you'd be trying to fight.
All right.
Positivity and roasting. That's like saying, Dion, your turtle shell is so shiny. See, that's positive.
Nobody would have been doing that.
Still roasting.
Goddamn positive roasting.
Still roasting.
But she still said he had a turtle shell.
Commentating could be positive. So there's no point of you doing the roasting.
All right,
there's no ups for it.
It says right. Unanimous with the commentary, man. We want to thank our special guests for pulling up today. We got Dion Leck, we got Roxy Hayes, OG Squad, Mayor School, Lulu Gonzalez. I'm to hear more. You got two big dumb horses. Anyway, man.
Why is it wrapped up?
On another episode of Squadcast Versus.
It'll go to-